With Northwest News from KNKX, a jury has found Aaron Ibarra guilty in the killing of a Seattle Pacific University student and wounding of two others during a shooting rampage 2.5 years ago. 88.5 Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has a story.
Ibarra didn't deny that he went to the SPU campus in June of 2014 and shot several people, including 19-year-old Paul Lee, who died. But Ibarra says he didn't know what he was doing at the time, that he should be found legally insane. During the trial, he testified he was compelled by the voices of God and Satan, and that he identified with the Columbine shooters who, during a police interrogation, he had said made hate seem so exciting. Prosecutors didn't deny that Ibarra suffered from mental illness, but contended that when he acted, he was fully aware of what he was doing. In the end, the jury did not go for the insanity defense and instead found Ibarra guilty of premeditated first-degree murder, 3 counts of attempted first-degree murder, and 1 count of assault. He faces a life sentence. Responding to the verdict, Seattle Pacific University, which is a small private college in Seattle's Queen Anne neighborhood, said while it marks the end of the criminal trial, it does not mark the end of the impact the act of violence had on the campus. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.